Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I thought the Texans might slide themselves in their 30s, in the 30s in the draft selection, but they stayed in the 40s trying to get in a – thought they might jump up a little bit to try to get somebody they want. I just want to get this from – from you all of you, Tyler, Clinton, people a part of the Drive family on YouTube and Twitch, those of you on the text line, 713-572-4610. Real talk, what was your reaction? I'm going to assume that you knew prior to the name being called, but what was your reaction looking at the draft at the time when they said it was going to be Kamari Lassiter? The cornerback out of Georgia, he was going to be the 42nd pick where they were staying. What was your honest reaction? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, were you excited right off? Like, were you excited about this? Or did you kind of have to talk yourself into excitement? What was your reaction to the Kamari Lassiter selection at 42?
I had to talk myself into this one, Ron. Did you? I had to talk myself into this one. I thought this thing could not have set up. The first round could not have set up any better for the Houston Texans. And when the second round started, it was all about, you know, getting some picks out of the way and hoping that some guys slid down the draft board and get within three or four or five picks of the Texans picking at 42. And what does that look like? And what does Riverboat Nick and D'Amico Ryans, what do they do at that point in time? And I'm telling you, man, for me personally, the second round could not have played out any better than the way it did. It could not have played out any better than the way that it did. It got to pick number 38, and the Titans go, Big Boy Sweat out of Texas. I'm like, okay, great player. Probably not, although I'm not convinced, it's not probably not a fit for D'Amico Ryan's defense with that 350-pound body.
I thought he went a little early, too.
But. Right. Then all of a sudden, I'm looking at the board, and I'm thinking, big Brandon Fisk is still on the board out of Florida State. And I thought he was going to last. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't realize that the Rams were going to jump. The Rams jumped up there and took Jared Verse.
Well, it started to be a run on those D-tackles.
Yes. It went Sweat. It went Brandon Fisk. I'm still thinking, you still got Cooper DeJean. You still got Kool-Aid on the board. This is nice. We're going to move. What are we going to do? And then both of those come off the board. Boom. The Eagles take the second corner of the day. The Saints take Kool-Aid.
The Eagles and Saints both trade up above the Texans.
Because they knew what was coming.
To get them.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there at that point, and I'm like, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm scrambling thinking, okay, well, what? Who's left on the board? What in the hell's going on here? And we get Kamari Lassiter. Had to do a little scrambling. I like the pick.
After, I know you definitely like the position.
I like the position, and I know Nick gets a lot of flack for the position flex, the flexibility, the being able to play multiple positions. But I do think in terms of a guy finding a place on the field to help this particular football team in 2024 take the next step, I think I like Cooper DeJean for that spot and the ability to play multiple positions in the secondary, really every position in the secondary. Kwame Lassiter is one of those hybrid type corners that can play inside or out, plays with great instincts and plays probably above his tangible skill set, plays at or above his ceiling. I always say that. I think that's a huge plus. came out of a program that develops the hell out of players, prepares players for the league in Georgia.
Yep.
With Kirby Smart. So I like the guy they ended up getting, but I'd be like, your question about how'd you feel in the moment? I got real excited with four picks to go, thinking they could get one of those guys.
You saw it setting up, and the thought is, like, even around like 35, maybe 34, wherever it was, Newton was still on the board.
Yep.
Right, like all of those, DeGene was still on the board. Like you said, Kool-Aid was still on the board. Like the thought was, boy, these positions that we need, you know, are there.
Yeah.
If you're
positions that you need, guys we've talked about, guys we've studied, guys that I really, really liked. And again, for me, I made a huge jump from pre-draft conversations. I was like, look, in the second round, you're not going to get somebody that's going to jump off the field for you week one in 2024. It's about role players. And I think that's who Kamari Lassiter ends up. I think that's who the Texans ended up getting. But I felt like at that point in the draft, they could have moved one or two picks and got guys that would have jumped off the screen, very well could have jumped off the screen or the field, if you will, for the 2024 Texans. And so I felt like it was a missed opportunity. I felt like the wind was kind of yanked out of my sails at that point in time when Kwame Lassiter was the next up on the
Kamari,
board.
Kamari, we're going to do that a lot.
What'd I say, Kwame?
Kwame, who played in the league. Yeah, he played for the Saints. I think he went to Vandy.
I think I played against him in college.
He's got kids, and he's got one that just the Colts just picked up as a free agent. But this ain't his kid. This is a different last.
Yeah, when I saw Kamari get taken, when Caserio made that move, I was good with it ultimately because the first thing I was happy to see was that this was a pick on the defensive side of the ball. That's where I wanted the Texans to go with whatever their first pick, wherever that landed. But he wasn't, I mean, Kamari definitely wasn't one of the names I was as familiar with as like a Kool-Aid or one of these guys we had seen taken off the board. So once I dove into, you know, trying to find out more about him, looking at, you know, stuff on YouTube with the kid and everything, I was very good with the pick. Underwhelmed, but good.
From the text line, I think they wanted Cooper DeGene. My reaction was, who? I said, who to the Lassiter pick? My reaction was, and I think maybe you're in this camp too, Tyler. I have full trust in Miko and Nick. Let me make sure I can say that. All right. I knew during free agency and was proven wrong. We got our exciting picks last year. This was about building a successful team. Judgment reserved now. It is hard to think, and clearly, Clint Tyler, they did it this way. But when you look at a lot of what people and how people had it rated, it's interesting that it seems like the Texans, just by what they did and allowed, that they had the Cooper DeGenes, the Kamari Lassiters, the Kool-Aid McKinstry. They had them all in the same, obviously in the same level, obviously in the same type of grade, that same area, which I think most people did. Like, I'd never heard Lassiter really being talked about as a first rounder. DeGene, Kool-Aid, we heard and saw them in a lot of first-round mocks. And we were, that was two of the people we were talking about coming into Friday thinking, good God, they're still on the board. We thought they'd be in the 20s, you know, that they'd be gone. So it's interesting because we know you call him Riverboat Nick. We know Nick ain't afraid. And if Nick had those guys separated enough, I think Nick would have prevented the Saints and would have prevented the Eagles from jumping above him to go get one of those guys. So clearly they have those guys rated in the same area. I'm a bit surprised of that because I thought most people had those two players separated from Kwame Lassiter. Damn it, I just did it. Damn it.
Kamari
Lassiter. Well, when you just get going and you don't think about it, it's just going to be Kwame.
I never knew I was so fond of Kwame.
I didn't
either. Old Vanderbilt.
You see Lassiter, it's just Kwame. Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.